Students from rural Alaska traditionally have one of the highest attrition rates of any student group at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I'm Stephen Lay, UAF Public Affairs Officer, with this week's edition of University Focus. This attrition is caused by many factors, according to Fred Baker, Director of the University's Rural Student Services Program. Change in lifestyle is one of the biggest.
Well, I think the adjustment, first of all, I'm moving to a big community. Fairbanks is a large community compared to some places, and there's a lot of student faces. So a lot of students grew up in a place where they've gone to grade school and high school basically with the same folks. So the transition is kind of exciting for them. I think the size of the institution itself. The other thing I think is the freedom that one experiences when they go on a campus. You know, there's really no one to come around and tell you to get your homework done or to go to class or to do anything else. And so students have to deal with their own discipline themselves all of a sudden. And so we try to help them to develop some skills and dealing with that.
Adjustment isn't the only problem. For many students, the challenge of classes is greater than they're prepared for.
The academic factors sometimes are schools are small and they don't offer the kinds of courses in some instances that students should have quite some challenge. And so students come here at a real disadvantage academically.
Rural Student Services offers support to help students through the transition they face when they come to UAF from the state's non-urban areas. The service starts before the student arrives on campus. RSS staff members assist students with housing, financial aid, and other matters.
Once they get here, then of course we help them to get into the right classes and help them to get some idea of what college is like and maybe some of the pitfalls that other students have fallen into that they might avoid. Just try to give them clues on what's available here and what they can take advantage of, and we follow their progress to some degree.
The program also reaches back to high school through its Upper Bound arm. Upper Bound works with high-potential students during their secondary years to prepare them for the challenge of college. Rural Student Services is an outgrowth of the old Student Orientation Services, which is known as SOS on campus. The change in name more accurately reflects the program's direction and efforts.
We want to get more of an organized recruitment program going, and then we also want to work with the rural high schools and helping them to do a better job in preparing students for college, try to give them the benefit of our knowledge, so to speak, and maybe work with them a little closer and see if we can come up with some good solutions to getting students prepared for college.
Fred Baker is Director of Rural Student Services at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Lake. Sunday, the University JCs are hosting Halloween parties for children 12 and under in the ballroom from 6 to 10 p.m. The pub movie that night is The Hills Have Eyes and will begin at 6:30. Tuesday is the state election. University polling places are the Regent's Great Hall and the Patty Center. In the evening, the movie The Fortune will be shown in Wood Center 128. In the ballroom will be the College Bowl competition among the various dormitory teams beginning at 6:30. On Wednesday, the Alaska Outdoor Series will be in the South Dining Room at the Wood Center. The program begins at 10 and lasts 3 hours. The High Nooner on Thursday is a glass art demonstration, beginning at 11:45 in the multi-level lounge at Wood Center. The pub will host a home movie contest at 8 p.m. The ASUA movie next weekend is missing. Friday night's movie is Fahrenheit 451 at midnight. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.